Blog Talk Radio.
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
What's going down, Minnesota? You are on Soda Pop Radio. I am your host today, Golden Brown. Yes, I am back. This is my second day, and man, I am really loving it. Like I said, good to be back on the motherfucking radio. But this is a little bit different. This is the internet. Shit, but hey, it's still kind of the same, but hey, I love it. I love it. Today we got a nice show for y'all. We are dedicating this show to our youth. And that's all youth. The Fallen Soldiers and the Fallen Soldier Ads, Trayvon Martin, the local kids here in Minnesota and everywhere, and all across the globe. I really want to focus on our youth today because right now it's, you know, a hard time out there for a lot of people. Losing a child is, you know, very, 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 like a crazy thing to go through, and like it's something that I would not imagine living through. Like I don't even know. I don't have any kids, but man, I lost a little cousin, and I don't know. I was down for a while, you know, and I know the Martin family out there is, you know, still going a little mad, you know what I mean? Especially because, you know, due to the trial and all that, but you know, everything happened for a reason, and you know, I hope they're really healing and getting the best care that they can, and hopefully they take this to the Supreme Court. With that being said, we're going to go to our first song, and this is Tupac, Bring Us Out a Baby. Rest in peace, Tupac. Shout out to the Shakur family and Martin family.
A damn shame, the girl can hardly spell her name.
That's not our problem, that's up to Brenda's family.
Well, let me show you how it affects our whole community. Now, Brenda really never knew her mom's, and her dad was a junkie putting death into his own. It's sad, cause I bet Brenda doesn't even know. Just cause you're in the ghetto doesn't mean you can't grow. But oh, that's a book, my own revelation. Do whatever it takes to resist the temptation. Brenda got herself a boyfriend. Her boyfriend was a cousin, now let's rock the joy. And she tried to hide a pregnancy from a family who really didn't care to see or give a damn if she went out and had a church of kids. As long as when the check came, they got first dibs. Now Brenda's belly's getting bigger, but no one seems to notice any change in her figure. She's 12 years old, but she's having a baby. In love with the molester who's sexing her crazy. And your aunt also thinks that he'll be with her forever. And dreams of a world with the two of them are together, whatever. He left there and she had the baby solo. She had it on the bathroom floor and didn't know so. She didn't know what to throw away and what to keep. She wrapped the baby up and threw him in a trash heap. I guess she thought she'd get away. She didn't realize how much the little baby had an eye. Now the baby's in the trash, bawling. Mama can't help her, but it hurts to hear her calling. Brenda wants to run away. Mama say you're making me lose pay. And social workers here every day. Now Brenda's gotta make her own way. Can't go to a family, they won't let her stay. No money, no babysitter, she couldn't keep a job. She tried to sell crack, but ends up getting robbed. So now what's next? It ain't nothing left to sell. So she sees sex as a way of leaving hell. It's paying the rent, so she really can't complain. Prostitute fell, swing. And Brenda's the name, she got a bet.
Baby,
That was Tupac's Brenda's Got a Baby, y'all. Classic, classic. It's going to be forever a classic. Yeah, that goes out to all the youngins that's out here having babies, the babies having babies, of course. I know a couple of people in my family and, you know, in my hood that, you know, got babies, you know, babies that's having babies. And it's real sad to see a young mother teach a child the ignorant things that they know, you know, the ignorant things that they picked up in life. And it only, you know, turns into a vicious cycle and, you know, end up, you know, having a baby too at a young age or, you know, end up with AIDS or, you know what I'm saying, just battered or, you know, anything, you know, lost soul, you know, black girl lost. That being said, we're going to play a song that I like off the Destiny's Child album. It's called Sweet 16, y'all. I really love this song. And it reminds me of a couple of people that I know. So maybe you guys can relate to. Here we go.
Thank you.
that was my jam. I used to play the shit out of that Sweet 16. I never wanted to be that Sweet 16 child. There's a lot of them out there, though, and we have to pray for them, y'all. We have to pray for our young women, soon-to-be young women and our soon-to-be young men. Right now we got a fallen soldier, or soldierette. This Aaliyah, y'all, Aaliyah with Erica Kane. This was off her last album, the Missing You album, y'all. I still have my album. I don't know if y'all do, but I still have my album. We're going to go into this, and hope y'all are really listening out there. If y'all want to call in, the number is 714-242-6167. Give me a shout-out. Give anybody a shout-out if you got anybody that has passed, a young child has passed, or even a loved one, it doesn't matter, or if you want to give a shout-out. Again, that number is 714-242-6167. Here we go with Miss Aaliyah Erica Kane.
Thank you.
That was another classic to me. I don't know how many of y'all know about that Erica Kane song. It wasn't a single, but it was on her last album, Missing You. Rest in peace, Miss Aaliyah. We're going to go to pay some bills real quick, but make sure y'all tune in. Again, call in if y'all want to. Shouts out to all my Minnesota people. Hit us up at 714-242-6167. Soda Pop.
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda. Pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
Yeah, it's wild.
Drama like Tony Montana. That clown don't wanna fuck around. Find out puffing pounds of marijuana with my entourage from a frost in the sun of fog. Getting charged so for Cardi Dog. Never squad my cartel. We larger, they hard to tell. We more cream than Carvel. For real, pocket fill, $100 bills. Probably with the squat and bill knowledge while we holler at the college girls. That's how we feel to be on top of the world. Up in the pearl white drop just cruising the world. Keeping it thorough from beginning to end. Do for yourself, ain't no friends in this envious world. We living in.
Ways of living and many crazy feelings to see they money so high grades are stealing. My heart is so warm but it get cold at times. I might have let you know from my oldest rhymes. I pose the shine, holding on where I'm living in the streets. When we make it and take it, ain't nothing given cause it ain't sweet. How you think I got nasty? Fucking with older niggas trying to blast me, preparing outlast me. It was a run in the race, so disrespect will take this gun in your face. So I can put my son in your place and we can get by in the form of ill duo. And fuck you though, cause I'm the boss like Hugo. You know the name Black. My Bruno Ben turned around and came back. I used to slay crack, now lay back and just wait back. Making haystacks to get my fan better living and never giving up. You can tell by the letter written.
Your ass the world turns from life we learn. The more money you earn, the more money to burn. You deserve it. But everything that glitters ain't gonna get on the roof. The riches fulfill all your wishes and goals. And your ass the world turns from life we learn. The more money you earn, the more money to burn. You deserve it. But everything that glitters ain't gonna get on the roof. The riches fulfill all your wishes and goals.
Yo, I feel like my life is in trouble. Glossy eyes off the line, trying to strive to survive the struggle. I can't sleep. Yo, the cup runs deep. Trying to puzzle out and smuggle my fam like antiques. Been on the hide of corners in the Bronx for weeks. Do I trust you? Do you want this as bad as me? Do I brush you? Or let love become my tragedy? Oh, it's four before I dropped. I was going slow to the top. Everything I got, I'm going to bring it back to the block. Took a chance, stepped it up a notch in advance. Made the people dance. Now it's time to really enhance all the horror. It's true, you ain't even promised tomorrow. The bullet ripped through his daughter. He blew it, don't even bother. My main man, me and him, had the same plan. Till the same time, I wrote the rhymes while he was.
Turn.
Yeah, y'all, that was Terror Squad. What up, Terror Squad? Shouts out to y'all. That was As the World Turns, and As the World Turns, I think about it every day, y'all. I mean, sometimes it feels like I have, like, the world on my shoulders, y'all, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I wanted to dedicate this show, you know what I'm saying, my second show to our youth, you know what I'm saying, which, you know, the youth is our future, you know what I'm saying? So we got to make sure we pay attention to our youth and, you know what I'm saying, we educate our youth as much as we can, you know what I'm saying, educate them about our history, about themselves and about the future, you know, educate them about our black people, you know what I'm saying, all the things that we've accomplished, you know what I'm saying, can really help them, help pave their way and open their eyes to what we can do and what we have done, you know what I'm saying. So I hope, you know, our young parents, you know, the ones that had, you know, that was a sweet 16, you know, the little girls that was sweet 16, I hope they're, you know, informing their children as much as they can, you know, about, you know, their history and at the same time doing the same thing for themselves. Not everybody is, you know, educated about, you know, their history, you know what I'm saying, and their background and their family because, you know, so many people is out of touch. So, you know, you know, encourage people to, you know, ask their mothers and dads and, you know, of course, the elderly, you know what I'm saying, the grandmas and the grandpas about their history so they can know more about themselves so they can, you know, educate their kids. We have a caller right now. I think I know who it is. I'm going to just go to them and see who it is. 770. What's up?
Hello.
What's up, caller? How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good. Who is this?
You already know who this be. This is Keyshawn, a.k.a. Mr. Dudamose, a.k.a. Mr. Asshole in the building. Just checking out my girl Golden Brown on Way Back Wednesday. You know, see how
hey.
You doing and stuff.
I'm good. How you doing tonight?
All right. Just doing a little spring cleaning.
I'm just trying to, okay. I did that a little bit earlier. I'm just trying to educate our Minnesota about our black youth, you know what I'm saying, and having fun with that.
Oh, about black folks? So what were you saying, what were you educating them about?
Well, just to be educated about ourselves and our history, you know what I'm saying, so we can further educate our youth, which is our future, you know what I'm saying, you know? We got, you know, babies, what y'all call it, Chirac. We got the, you know, baby Chirac out here, you know what I'm saying, and we got the youth growing up in that, and I can only imagine what it's going to be called in the next 10 years.
Well, you know what I got to say about that?
What's that?
We need to stop being Willie Lynch-ass niggas.
I'll say that. They taught us about Willie Lynch. I was taught about Willie Lynch in school. I don't know about everybody else. I surely was. At HSRA, shout out to HSRA. Studio 4.
We got to get out of that Willie Lynch thinking that we are been set in for generations and generations and generations. We've been programmed like that. So, you know, it's embedded in us now. So once we learn how to break that Willie Lynch syndrome, us black folks will be okay. Understand me that we only been out of slavery for 50 years, approximately around that time. Slavery was not abolished back in 1865 or something like that. It wasn't abolished. It wasn't abolished then. It didn't start being abolished until 50 years ago. So we still stuck in that slave mentality, and we need to start realizing that.
Right. For me, slavery still, you know, exists, you know. And Mr. Willie Lynch himself did say that it will take a phenomenon to get us out of this thinking, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he's a psychologist, and that man knew what he was doing, because it's done, it's happening, and we're in it right now. You know what I'm saying? Young fathers are leaving their home, and, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I, at the same time nowadays, I do see more fathers, young fathers with their children, but they still, you know, tend to leave their home and are not doing their, you know, their duties and taking responsibilities for their kids, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and the women are, you know, aren't being there for, you know, their baby's father, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, their spouse. Yeah, I didn't want to say baby daddy, but I guess baby daddy, whatever, you know. But, you know, it's just a vicious cycle, you know. Everybody's against each other. You know, it's females just want to be all independent, and that's cool. We do have rights, you know what I'm saying? We do have all the skills that, you know, men can have, you know. And but at the same time, you know, we're supposed to be families out here, and, you know, we're supposed to have a family. And, you know, at the same time, you know, hey, like you said, it's going to take a phenomenon to get about that.
See, but people ain't understanding, though, too, if anybody's religion or religious, I should say, you got to follow what's going on in the Bible or your religious belief. Now, if anybody believes in God, then you should know that God, man, woman, child. Now, in order to be in line with God, it got to go in that order. If you're married, it got to go in that order. But if you're not married, you're still going to be out of whack because you're having kids out of wedlock and you're doing all this stuff by what they say in the Bible. But
right.
Didn't God create Adam before Eve? So
right.
Why is not the man the head of the household? That's his position he's supposed to play. He's supposed to take care of everybody in the family. And the woman is supposed to be the nurturer and make sure the home is all good and all straight and is running like it's supposed to be. But with them two together,
Right, and support her man as well.
So we're getting at that core value of family. Our generation don't even know what family really is nowadays. Because brotherhood died in the
60s. Right. Guys just want to shack up nowadays, and you know, they just want to live off females and don't want to do what they got to do, you know. We're supposed to live with them, you know.
It's hard out here, but you got to see through that bullshit that's going on. Can't be a willingness niggas, because there's so many willingness niggas out here, and I call niggas out about being Willie Lynch-ass niggas. Definitely on Soda Pop Radio, we'll call your ass out. If I don't think you're a Willie Lynch nigga, I'm definitely going to put you on blast on radio, period. And my boy, you know how to tune me down, you know how to tune me out. But I'm going to call it out because a lot of these niggas is not stepping up and being the man that they supposed to be. Did not know black folks are come down from generation to generation as kings. We are kings and queens, however you look at it. But
right.
We ain't no king and queen if we can't communicate together as kings and queens. Now, I know I got my faults. I ain't perfect. I ain't never say I'm far from perfect. I wouldn't even want to be perfect.
Right, no one is.
But sometimes I lack understanding, and sometimes I have understanding. But if I feel in my heart, in my soul, in my mind that it's not right for me, I'm going to speak up on it, whether you like it or not, because it's my feelings. If you don't like it, so what? Fuck you then if you don't like it. But I'm not going to shut my mouth about my feelings or how I feel about things or my opinion. It's not going to happen. But we got to understand, though, in order for the black folks to get somewhere, we got to start working together and quit being crabs in the bucket.
I feel that. Right now, I'm going to get back to some music. Y'all, this is King Sean. Y'all need to go listen to him on Saturdays, y'all. Yes. We got...
See me, Sean. Saturday, then we definitely see all the people shining. Shine bright like a dime.
Hey, shine bright like a dime. That's my shit, y'all.
I was born by the river that my mama cried when my daddy died. Maybe that was the reason I didn't get the attention that I was needing to touch, 'cause I reminded her of him too much. Couldn't understand what she felt, so I hated her, yeah, till I was old. Myself, and I play like a slave down in South Carolina, cursing the vagina that gave life to me. Oh, I couldn't see what I had potential to be till I got down on my knees and begged God to please take control of my life today, 'cause there's no way, there's no way, no way, no way I can do it on my own, hey. And no matter how much they try to control, they can never, never know what I go through. So I turn my heart over. I was born in a hurry, but my mama had to be back to work at 8:30. Maybe that was a reason there was always this feeling like she was rushing herself. She didn't even have the time to spend loving herself, let alone someone else. So I hated her, yeah, 'cause I loved.
Dedicated to the mothers of the youth that are out here lost, y'all. A lot of people are out here struggling, not knowing where to go, you know what I'm saying, because they have no history, you know what I'm saying? They have no, you know, eyesight on, you know, who they are, you know what I'm saying? So they really don't know who they want to be, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I know, you know, a lot of mothers struggle and struggle and struggle to try to just take care of themselves and survive, let alone try to figure out who they are, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, encourage your kids and, you know, your siblings and your loved ones to, you know, get to know their history so they can know themselves and know where they're going. We have Busta Rhymes featuring Rick James. Rest in peace with Rick James. I remember that song. It was, I don't know, a real cool song because it really talks about all the kids in the ghetto, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I think it really, you know, touched base, you know what I'm saying, on how it really is, you know what I mean? Songs like TLC Waterfalls, you know what I'm saying? Now that's really, you know what I'm saying, one of my gems, you know what I'm saying, that's dedicated to the fallen, you know what I'm saying, soldier X and the soldiers, and, you know what I'm saying, just the lost girls and boys, you know what I'm saying? So we gonna go in with TLC Waterfalls, y'all.
Bad. Raising hustlers, thieves, and prostitutes. Young homie, think before you shoot. Murderer. Murder all around the whole world is all the hating. Everybody dating, everybody overrated. Well, everybody acting agitated. I thought we graduated back in the saddle waiting. I'm on the battle station. Action is a part of sex. And you know ain't nobody perfect.
She most designed. I can remember from way back in the day. Coming up all together was a hell of a struggle. So selling the things, yeah, yo. But it was my dream to keep close and put my people on another level. Not gonna be for the lust, not gonna be for the rush. My niggas love when they bust, they say they bust in your dust. They put your dick in the dust. My niggas creeping on the come up. Come on, nigga, killer, check this record, nigga. Niggas, 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 minutes descended to a dawn of a new millennium. Anticipating life without Satan, hating and our enemies to hell.
Easy. You're now tuned in to Soda Pop Radio, the radio that pops. MN Stand Up, RNSS Beat.
All right, y'all. That was Bone Thugs and Harmony with Let's Change the World, y'all. And it's quite apparent why I played that. We do need to change, y'all. Jewel Santana, my man, I think he said it the best. We need to have a Million Man March again, like a real one, like a real Million Man March.
like where we walk to state to state or something, you know what I'm saying, on these people and really show them, you know what I'm saying, how we does it, you know what I'm saying, and how we have done it. Like I said, we need to get back to our history books and, you know what I'm saying, maybe, you know, do some of the things that they did back in the day, you know what I'm saying, to get to where we're going, you know what I'm saying, so we won't be so lost out here, you know what I mean, because, man, this world is getting quite hectic. Like I said, we're living in our last days and shit. I think people, you know, really, to me, forgot how to love, you know what I'm saying, and how to just, you know, care for one another, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, the vicious cycle is vicious, you know, and everything's going back to, you know what I'm saying, where everyone is just separated almost, you know. We do have a lot of people out here in the industry and trying to help, you know, with their music, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I chose to do this show today as well, you know what I'm saying, because music helps a lot. Music is good for the soul, and it really speaks, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, shit. Mothers and fathers out there and soon-to-be mothers and fathers out there, teach your kids to, how to love, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you love your kids. Make sure you nurture your kids at night. You know, eat family dinners, you know what I'm saying? Have family nights and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Just teach them how to love, y'all.
Cut the music up. Let it out. Yeah. You had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't ever figure out how to love. How to love. You had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you're in a corner trying to put it together. How to love. For a second you were here, now you over there, it's hard not to stare. The way you're moving your body like you never had a love. Never had a love. When you was just a youngin', your looks were so precious. But now you're grown up, so fly, it's like a blessing. But you can't have a man look at you for 5 seconds without you being insecure. You never credit yourself, so when you got older, seems like you came back 10 times over. Now you're sitting here in this damn corner, looking through all your thoughts and looking over your shoulder. See, you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't ever figure out how to love. How to love. See, you had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you're in the corner trying to put it together. How to love. For a second you were here, now you over there, it's hard not to tell. The way you're moving your body like you never had a love. Had a love. Oh, when you had a lot of dreams that transformed to visions. The fact that you saw the world affected all your decisions. But it wasn't your fault, wasn't in your intentions. To be the one here talking to me, be the one listening. But I admire your popping bottles and sipping. Just as much as you admire your bartending and stripping, baby. So don't be mad, nobody else tripping. You seen a lot of crooks and them crooks still crooked. See, you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't ever figure out how to love. How to love. You had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you in the corner trying to put it together. How to love.
Hello? What's up, girl? Ain't nothing. This nigga in here stressing, talking that old off-the-wall, back-to-Africa shit again.
What, that guy body shit?
Yeah, that dumb shit. I'm trying to get up out of here.
I hear that. But yo, you know the spot is pumping tonight.
Word? For real, where?
You know, where the real niggas is popping the Cristal.
Not that white star. Word, where the real niggas at?
Young, wild, beautiful, love child. You like them thug style, link rockin', the mink poppin'. Get you on the sink, $100 drink poppin'. The head to make you take them shopping, a foul doctrine. Reminiscent of my first time up in a chick, you was innocent, but now you rent a dick, wear the tightest shit. Chanel looking real, airbrush nails. Hit the gym, hit the scales, heaven sent, but negligent. To see your prophecy, your ebony tone is locking me. The way you moan, make me daydream of you on top of me. Wishing I could be the one man, but you juggle way too many willies all in one hand. You wanna run up in clubs, getting rubbed on. Niggas pull your hair, shake your fat rear, get your fuck on. Following weak, you back there, but what you stuck on? Weed, clouds, and cars, puffing with some little nigga. Husband not knowing she's out, cause you believe Eve. Mother Earth for the seed. Niggas thirst you, you just let them hurt you and leave. What up, mom? Frontin' like you naive. Push a man's whip, calling police when you flip. Can't understand it. Yo, it should be a throne for us. But for now, that's a whole different zone from us. World.
Shining, looking little fine. Pretty little face, get a little happy. Young girl struggling, trying to survive. Mother of the earth, she made you an ass.
Grow up, girl, and said you want revenge, so now you act the nicest. So who's ever getting down to trifles? To get his mind, all you do is give him something priceless. Cousin Tom here realized his thighs is all he need. More than weed, then you hit him off with lies and greed. There you go again, starting wars, making me more yours. Seem to get a kick out of keeping me on all fours. Stay listening, I'm addicted to you. Original, when somebody got me picturing you. Igloos, the ice kicking on you. You never listen to this nigga spinning Franklin's or tennis anklets. Must have had a bad day. In the past, though, can't even keep it real with a nigga with cash flow. Say men are all the same. What we need to do is break this chain. You got a job part time, this fool's your night thing. With dreams to settle down, it ain't far from now. You getting interviewed, but your boss is into getting screwed. Typical day that the black girl sees. Coming home wanting more from a college degree. Niggas are where the coke is. Nice to thug life niggas. Yo, you seem hopeless. Your value too much to be measured. I wonder how you could ever be played. Your pussy worth gold amounting to more than the world, but not knowing nothing about you. You leaving the crib, taking all your kids out to drop them off, letting some nigga knock you off so hot and soft. That's the same thing that got you lost. Growing up, seeing it, it should remind you. You being lied to. Everything that moved be inside you. Sacred as you are, left with these wannabes to guide you. I watched you, hard to knock you. I try not to. They spot you, I dance the topless in your drawers. Damn, look, there goes a black girl lost.
Y'all know about that. That was a classic to me on my list. That was Nas with Black Girl Lost. And again, this show is dedicated to our youth, our fallen soldiers and soldieress, and the lost ones, the black girls lost and the young boys lost. We're going to go to our lines, y'all. We have a caller, 651-774. Hello, caller. How you doing?
Yes, I want to give a shout-out to the veterans. You know, I'm a veteran myself, so I want to give a shout-out to... I really understand and appreciate it. That's a great thing you're doing for us veterans.
That's what's up. Shout-out to the vets. Caller, can I get your name and where you calling from?
My name is Sam, and I'm calling from St. Paul. I want to give a special shout-out for the best radio personality on the air right now on Soda Pop. That's Kaisha Dobe.
Hey. Thank you. It's Kaisha, a.k.a. Golden Brown, y'all. Shouts out to my Uncle Sam, y'all. That's my uncle, y'all. Hey, calling in to show some love. I'm feeling it. Thank you so much. You feeling the show tonight, Uncle?
Oh, yes, indeed. I'm feeling the show. I'm sitting back, chilling out, taking it in. Oh, yes. It's great. It's great.
Hey, hey, hey. How was your day today?
Oh, yeah, you know, the same as usual. You know what I'm saying? Listen to problems and taking it in and, you know, taking it to the head. That's it.
I'm feeling that. That's what's up. Before we go, would you like to give out any more shouts out to anybody else or talk about any, you know, anything we were talking about, Willie Lynch today, talking about Black Girls Laws, Black Boys Laws, you know what I'm saying, or just a little shout out to your family or anybody?
Well, I like to give a shout out to the whole Dobe fan, you know, family and stuff, you know. That's about
hey,
it,
hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, hey, that's what's up, y'all. Uncle Sam calling in. Thank you, Sam. I am. Have a good
yes,
night. Man, love
you.
All right. Bye. All right. Bye. Yeah, y'all, that was my Uncle Sam, y'all. I love it. You love it, love it. Showing that love, like I was saying, you know, how to love, you know what I mean? Showed y'all how to love, you know what I'm saying? Show some support to me on Blog Talk Radio. This is Soda Pop with Way Back Wednesdays. I am your girl, Golden Brown, of course. Yes, I am. Now, we got another Fallen Soldier, y'all. He made so many hit classics. I don't even know how many. But this one is really touching for me because I really, like, when I was little, I was a little sweetheart. But I was little. I still am. But the cares for my world and my people and the love for my world, you know what I'm saying, was, you know, instilled in me way back when, you know what I'm saying. And I just really would like to help out, you know what I'm saying, as much as I can, you know what I mean? And like I said, the youth is falling right now. They're falling right now, you know what I'm saying? Again, like I said, shout out to the Trayvon Martin family. You guys are in our prayers, and rest in peace, Trayvon Martin. But yeah, the children are our world. You know what I'm saying, they're our future. And, you know, we really need to look out for them, show them our love, and teach them their history, y'all. In St. Paul here, I mean, St. Paul and the Twin Cities, actually, you know what I mean? I grew up with a lot of people, and now they're fighting, killing, you know what I'm saying, and just trying to demolish one another, you know what I'm saying? Just, man, it's crazy, you know what I mean? Kind of hurts me, you know what I'm saying, to hop on Facebook or, you know, back in the days or way back when it was, you know, MySpace, man, just seeing everybody dying and rest in peace this person and rest in peace that person, man, it's real crazy to me, and I'm real saddened by that. And Maya Angelou, she has a lot of dedication of poems and lyrics and books and stuff to youth, you know what I'm saying? And I wanted to give a shout out to her right now and support her right now and read one of her poems. It's called Pledge Youth, and it's a pledge to rescue our youth by Maya Angelou, 2006, y'all. Young women, young men of color, we add our voices to the voices of your ancestors who speak to you over ancient seas and across impossible mountaintops. Come up from the gloom of national neglect. You have already been paid for. Come out of the shadow of irrational prejudice. You owe no racial debt to history. The blood of our bodies and the prayers of our souls have bought you a future. free from shame and the bright beyond the telling of it. We pledge ourselves and our resources to seek for you clean and well-furnished schools, safe and non-threatening streets, employment which makes use of your talents but does not degrade your dignity. You are the best we have. You are all we have. You are what we have become. We pledge you our whole hearts from this day forward. Y'all, that was Maya Angelou again with a pledge to rescue our youth. Y'all, shout out to her again. I love her. With that being said, y'all, like I said, we need to educate our youth more and let them know that we care out here and that, you know what I'm saying, that they're not alone and that what they're going through, we've been through it too, you know what I'm saying, and praise them more and, you know what I'm saying, and you know, not just tell them what they're doing bad and, you know what I'm saying, and whoop them all the time and, you know what I'm saying, them whoopings does not help all the time, you know. You know, I can attest to that, you know. But, I have learned a lot, you know what I'm saying, growing up. For the people that don't know me, I'm 25 and, you know, been through a lot out here, you know what I'm saying? And, man, I've seen a lot out here, and I'm seeing so much that it's hurting me, you know what I'm saying? But, like I said, the children are the world, so we have to educate them. And that's what we're doing. Shout out to Michael Jackson. Thank you.
about killing fear? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood you shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth is weeping?
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
Soda Pop Radio. Shut the hell up and listen to me. What's up, y'all? Again, I am your girl, your host, Golden Brown, y'all, holding it down for y'all and holding it down for the youngins out there, the fallen youth, the fallen soldiers and soldierettes, y'all. That was my little dedication to another fallen soldier, Michael Jackson, y'all, MJ, rest in peace. We Are the World and our song, those are another one of my all-time favorites. I like all the slow songs with Michael, like, you know, Butterfly and, you know, the healing songs and the world songs. And, yeah, I love my earth. I'm an earth baby. Capricorn, yes, I am. but I'll just love word again. Again, like I said, love, love, love is what the children need. And night, you know what I'm saying? Give your kids kisses and say goodnight, you know what I'm saying? The people still say goodnight nowadays. I do. I don't have any kids, but, you know, a little sister and, you know what I'm saying? And I say goodnight to my best friend and, you know, that's important, you know what I'm saying? It's just let people know, you know what I'm saying, that you care, you know what I'm saying? Like little things like that, like good night and good morning, you know what I'm saying? Actually, you know what I'm saying, plays a big part to somebody's night or morning, you know? You never know, you know what I'm saying, the power of, you know, a word, you know what I'm saying? Or even, you know, the power of a touch, you know what I'm saying? A touch on the shoulder, a hug, you know what I'm saying? You know, a tap, you know, a nudge, you know? We need more of that, you know? And, you know, it's time for people to start learning to respect, you know, the power of love, you know.
was Mrs. Stephanie Mills, y'all. Yes, I did say Miss, Mrs. I'm not sure if she's married, but yes, that was another classic, y'all. You know, we play the classics here on Soda Pop Radio way back Wednesdays. Yes, with Miss Golden Brown, I am holding it down. I've learned to respect the power of love. Woo! That's a strong title, and she sang it like she meant it, y'all. Yes, I too have learned to, or I am learning to respect the power of love. You know, it's love, and the power of it is very strong once you realize and understand it. You know what I'm saying? But growing up, you know, things are so crazy, you know what I'm saying? Your hormones and learning to do all types of things, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know, real ignorant, you know what I'm saying, to life, you know what I'm saying? It's real crazy out here, you know what I mean? And it's really using some time maybe to learn how to, you know what I'm saying, to love yourself and to learn how the power of love, you know what I'm saying? So you know, just, I don't know, like I said, you know, teach your kids as much as you can, you know, they're, you know, kids don't come with a rule book, and, you know, I've heard that many times, and, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, the answer is always love, you know what I'm saying, always will be love, and always has been love, you know, but with that being said, we have a caller online. What's up, caller, 763, you're on air.
Yeah, hi, how you doing out there? Is this Golden Brown, Soda Pop Radio?
Yes, this is. How you doing? I'm good.
I'm doing good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm cool. I'm kicking it back, you know what I'm saying, talking to our Minnesota people, you know what I'm saying, Soda Pop, you know what I'm saying, getting it popping on Soda Pop, trying to educate these people, you know what I mean, about the fallen youth. Carla, can I get your name?
My name is James, calling out of Maplewood, Minnesota.
Hey, what's up, James? What's going down in Maplewood tonight?
No, nothing too much. Not turning up too much, you know what I'm saying? We're turning down right now, but I kind of wanted to speak on what you had spoke about on your radio show today.
Okay, yes, the topic is the youth, the fallen youth, the fallen soldierettes and soldiers, you know what I'm saying, and, you know what I'm saying, we got Trayvon Martin out here, I'm shouting their family out, you know what I'm saying, I know they're going through a rough time right now, and anybody else who had a fallen soldier, there was a young fellow, I forget his name, the fellow that died on the north side not too long ago. Call it, do you remember him? James, do you remember that guy's name?
I don't know exactly who he's. I remember the story, but I don't remember the name, though.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to have to remember that and give a shout out to their family next show because, man, I heard, I guess he was trying to rob someone, but, you know, and end up, you know, getting killed, you know.
Oh, Deshaun Gilbert.
Deshaun, okay. Okay, yes, that sounds... Yes. Shout out to their family. I have my... have their deepest sympathy, and they are in my prayers, too. I actually spoke with his brother, and he was pretty, you know what I'm saying, beat up and down about it, but he was, you know what I'm saying, holding his own. Back at work a couple of days later, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to him. Hope he's doing okay. What was your comments or take on, you know, the fallen youth and soldiers of the day?
I want all these black fathers to know out here that they got to be taking care of their kids so we can prevent our kids from being fallen soldiers out here. It's not a love. The song you play, Power of Love, the love of a black father and your father is always important. And these males ain't stepping up to their role, not just here in Minneapolis, but everywhere across our nation, you know what I'm saying? And it's a big problem, and that falls into the power of love. A lot of things are happening off the domino effect of a father not being there, so they need to be there for their children. You know what I'm saying? Nobody needs to go through that. The black men gonna have babies and need to be there. We got to start taking responsibility for ourselves to start preventing these things from happening from the jungle of birth.
No doubt. I feel that. I really appreciate that, man, because
as the fathers are, you know what I'm saying, the one that have to stand up, you know what I'm saying, they're supposed to be the backbone of the, you know what I'm saying, the household, and, you know what I mean, they got to be strong for the woman, and the woman's supposed to support them, you know what I'm saying, as well. But, man, these fathers are out here wilding out, and that goes back to kind of, you know, the Willie Lynch syndrome, you know what I'm saying. I posted that, you know, on my page, and, man, it's a really long letter of disgustment, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, but it applies to, you know, the world today and life today. You know, do you have any kids, James?
No, I personally don't have any kids, but there's a lot of children in my family. When I see a lot of these things and effects we're talking about within my community and within my own household with the children I have.
Right, right. No doubt. You have a heart. You have eyes, you know what I'm saying? So you have no choice but to feel. I feel that. I encourage, you know what I'm saying, the women, you know what I'm saying, to choose better, you know, partners and spouses, you know what I'm saying, to have children with, you know what I'm saying. You know, sometimes, you know, things happen, you know what I mean, at a certain age and a certain time, but, you know, if you know, they had a better, you know, compatibility, you know what I'm saying, certain things wouldn't go so astray, you know.
Yeah.
You have any brothers or sisters living with you?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you have any little brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I actually have a couple little brothers and sisters, and one, he's not with me right now, you know, but we still keep in contact. I believe he's doing okay. Then a couple of the rest of them, they just, you know, running around and going by these influences out here, and it's kind of hard to see every day. We know we should all be unified as a family and as a community, but, you know, when there's no unity in a family, you can't bring that unity to community. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to just, you know, deal with that alone and, you know, want to empower all of our people so we can come together, because, you know, the same thing been happening for years, and we can't have that happening no more. We got to stand up for ourselves, the fathers, the mothers, the police officers, the community leaders, the mayors, the president, everybody. I mean, the Trayvon Martin thing shouldn't even happen in the first place, you know?
Right.
It shouldn't be happening. Right. You know? And, you know, a lot of people are mad, but we got to unify and make it better for the future.
Yes, we do. We need another Million Man March or something.
That's why I really like the songs you played today by Michael Jackson and Tupac, and it really related to the struggle that, you know, what we're talking about, for people to feel, not just through the words we're saying, but through the music also, to really understand and feel where we're coming from, even if it's, you know, they haven't been through it, they can at least have a heart to be open to that and help people going through that, you know what I mean?
Right. Right. I love how you talk, you know, it sounds like you have a, you know, pretty big heart there, James, you know, you don't have any kids, you know. But, hey, you still, you know, have a heart. I love that. I love it. We need more of you out here, you know. Make sure you keep that up, you know what I'm saying, so you can, you know, instill that into your children. Do you want kids, by the way? I'm sorry. I'm just all in your business and, you know, I'm telling you what to do. Do you even want to have kids?
I might one day, but I have goals and dreams first.
Right, right, right. Okay, since we're talking about better role models and things like that, do you mind, you know, displaying or telling about some of your goals and dreams to the young listeners out there that, you know, maybe are aspiring to do things and, you know, that have ambitions and dreams and, you know?
I really just want to get into the music industry and, you know, be able to help the youth and just show them it's a different way. And, you know, everybody wants to sell weed and crack and pills and, we're not, you know, with the system, my dream, aside from anything I want to do, I want to help the community have economic classes in our schools, be able to give them hands-on experience and learning while they're still in high school, before it's too late, before they go to prison, you know. I want to be proactive on our people. That's my main dream. I want to have us all living together, be able to smile and not have to worry about when I go down the street if I'm going to get shot, killed, hurt, robbed, or stealed, you know. We're all the same color, all the same people, whether we're black, white, or nothing, you know. And we got to start actually living that and portraying that to make a change for these kids. Because the kids see everything we do. So people fail to realize they see everything. So that's my main dream.
That's what's up. I love it. I love it. That just makes me feel so good. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure the ones out there, the youngins out there that heard that, you know what I'm saying, you have inspired them because you surely inspired me. And, man, you know, I encourage you to call in more often to Soda Pop Radio so we can give more encouragement to our young soldiers and soldiers out there. James. Did you have anything else that you would like to add to your to this topic tonight?
I just want to give a shout out to the whole East Side, St. Paul, Maplewood, Minneapolis, Brooklyn Park, and a shout out to you, Golden Brown, for giving me the opportunity to speak and say how I feel in your radio show. I like what you're doing, and I hope other radio DJs and other people will start putting away the industry stuff and take time like you to actually take time out for issues that's affecting our communities. You know, I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Again, y'all, that was James. James Show Love and young brothers and sisters out there. Hope y'all was listening. You have a good night, James.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. All right, y'all, that was James. You know, again, thank you so much, and I hope you young brothers out there, you know what I'm saying, was listening to him, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Some really good points, man. You know what I mean? That's a real good brother right there, you know what I'm saying? Teddy has a big heart, and, you know, he has some things going for himself. He, you know, he wants to do things with his life, you know what I mean? He spoke on the brother Tupac, and, you know what I'm saying, so we might as well talk about Tupac, or actually get into some Tupac, play some Tupac, listen to him, you know. Another... gets to me by saying is another fallen soldier. We're talking about making some changes around here, and so Tupac changes. It's only right that I play that. Golden Brown on Soda Pop, way back Wednesday. Pop, pop, pop.
I made a G today, but you made it in a sleazy way. Selling back to the king. I gotta get paid. But that's the just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Let's change the way we eat, let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes, can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Set a war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime, I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the fact, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and put back you up. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's town number two. Can say it ain't cool. My mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay strapped. And I never get to lay back, cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back, coming back after all these years. Right, that.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Yes, y'all, that was another fucking classic with Tupac Changes, y'all. We just playing so many classics, y'all, because that's what we do on Soda Pop Pop Radio on Way Back Wednesdays. Your girl, Golden Brown, y'all. Y'all know I get silly sometimes. Again, y'all, yeah, Changes. There's so many changes that I could think of in the world that, you know what I'm saying, that would help, you know what I mean? Like, you know, selling drugs on the corner, you know what I'm saying? Why don't we just put a police officer on the corner and there won't be drug dealers on the corner? I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't know. A lot of things, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, I'm not the president. But, like you said, you know what I'm saying? We gangbang to have a black president. We got it, Tupac. Yo. Yes. I remember Tupac saying that we're not going to have a black president, you know what I'm saying, on one of his videos. But, hey, I know he's, you know what I'm saying, smiling down on our black president, you know what I'm saying? With that being said, we are going to go to some more music. So stay tuned with us on Soda Pop Radio.
Easy. You're now tuned in to Soda Pop Radio, the radio that pops. MN Stand Up, RNSS Beat.
That's right.
me and my constituents. Too many infected, too many lives diminished. And nobody save Protestants, Jews, blacks and whites, Latinos and Asians. Pray together, let's fight, we better unite. A genocide, chemical war, and the rich and the poor know that God delivers a cure.
It's a shame, our reality is devastating. People praying for a cure and dying while they waiting. Ask the Lord for the comfort and the strength to face it. All the kids with dreams won't get the chance to chase it. Makes me sad, think about the lives they would have had. Think about the orphan babies, got no moms and dads. How can we sit back and not try to make it right? We gotta come together, we gotta fight for life. See, I come from the streets, the world of racism and poverty. It's hard to make peace. Little girl with big dreams, you don't have to settle. We gonna get out and get up. We fight, but still things ain't right. Too many dying. Lord knows I keep trying. You don't know the pain I feel. I miss you, B.I.G. They're trying to cure for AIG.
Yes, y'all. What's going on out here, y'all? That was a classic, another one, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we only play the classics on Soda Pop. Way back Wednesdays, y'all. Yeah, and that goes right along with the show, y'all. We've been talking about what's going on out here with the youth and, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to just talk about all the bad things, you know what I'm saying, because what's going on out here, we do have, you know what I'm saying, a lot of youth doing good things, taking care of the kids, going to school, you know what I'm saying, and I'm seeing it more and more every day, but I just can't help but see the bad, too, at the same time, you know what I'm saying, and I don't know, just, you know, it just makes me want to cry sometimes, you know, and, but, you know what I'm saying, I just, you know, pray to God and know that everything happens for a reason, and, you know what I'm saying, the Serenity Prayer helps, you know what I'm saying? There is this poem that I really like, and I'm pretty sure most of you guys have seen the movie, Antoine Fisher, and I just like to feature his poem on this show, It's Only Right. I love that movie. Shout out to Denzel Washington, Capricorn. So here we go, y'all. Who will cry for the little boy? By Antoine Fisher. Who will cry for the little boy, lost and all alone? Who will cry for the little boy, abandoned without his own? Who will cry for the little boy who cried himself to sleep? Who will cry for the little boy he never had for keeps? Who will cry for the little boy he walked the burning sand? Who will cry for the little boy, the boy inside the man? Who will cry for the little boy, the boy inside the man? I'm sorry. Who will cry for the little boy who knows well hurt and pain? Who will cry for the little boy he died again and again? Who will cry for the little boy, a good boy he tried to be? Who will cry for the little boy who cries inside of me? By Antoine Fisher, y'all. I love that song. That's, I don't know, really special to me. And I just really got to, you know what I'm saying, give a shout out to him. And I don't know. He's doing some things right now. I was just on his website. Make sure y'all go check out his website. We have a little bit of time. I want to give a shout-out to all the people that called in to give their shout-out and talk about the fallen soldierettes and the soldiers. We had What's Going On, Y'all, and we just had one of the, I don't know,
or most touching shows that I've ever done on the radio. I've never really done any shows dedicated to anyone, actually, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I guess why not let my first show be to the youth? With that being said, what's going on? Is this the end? I don't know. Seems like it's some time.
Y'all go check that out. It's going to be at Four Seasons Dance Studio, so make sure y'all check that out. I'm going to be in it modeling and doing some spoken words, so make sure y'all check that out. And also, make sure you check out Marco Davis performing live at 12 noon at North Commons in North Minneapolis this Saturday, August 17th. Also performing will be W. Paris, Sound of Blackness, Jamisha Benet, Javante Patton, and Brandon Trevin. I hope I said all the names right, y'all. Yo, this is Soda Pop Radio. I am your host, Golden Brown. I have a great time with you guys tonight. Thank you to everybody that called in. Love you, family. Love you, Minnesota. Love you, radio. And I love talking about what I love talking about. I love to talk my youth. Y'all, have a good night, y'all.
Summer told me one day it was gonna happen, but she never told me when. She told me it would happen. Heard steps steady getting closer with the bullet season. Gotta do something. I ain't scared to go, but yeah, my heart is steady pumping.